The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Being Thursday, the 16th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So you get baseball games. You get the next morning. You get a baseball game tonight. You're going to be able to take a nap.
Normally in the middle of the day, yeah.
2 okay. p.m. All right. Mm-hmm. Good. You need it, even though you're young.
I do.
Don't burn yourself out.
I won't.
Okay. What's the national day today?
National Fudge Day.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not as good as National Bourbon Day. But, hey, that was this week,
National
too.
National Scotch Day.
National Scotch Day. So, good morning, Trish.
Good morning. I just love Thursday mornings. And it's 66 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for increasing clouds, a high of 84 and a low of 57. On Friday, chance of showers likely in the evening, a high of 74 and a low of 54. On Saturday, showers likely, slight chance of showers, and then mostly clear, high of 76 and a low of 55. Juneteenth on Sunday, sunny, a high of 85 and a low of 51. Sunday night, clear,
I thought,
and on many Sunday. It's an alternate. They're doing
Juneteenth.
I thought
it was Monday.
I know it was, but if you look at the calendar, they're doing, it's on Sunday, but they're doing a holiday on Monday. Let's not go there. That holiday that's always been on our calendar forever that really hasn't, that now all of a sudden is a national holiday. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's...
Whatever. Okay. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm
friends.
We have
Columbus Day.
They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and they do... But they've been around a long time. My whole thing was...
When they first started, they hadn't been around a long time.
I know, but they said it's been there
100
forever.
Years from now,
Carl, what they said was, oh, yeah, that's always been a holiday. And I went, not so much. Nobody's ever heard of it. I went back, and 2 years ago, guess what? It's not on anybody's calendar any place ever. So don't lie about it. This is a new holiday. I'd have been fine with that. But don't try to convince me I'm so stupid. I don't remember we've been celebrating it for 30 years.
Well, maybe.
That's what they tried to tell us.
You haven't been celebrating it.
Well, it hasn't been on anybody's calendar.
Maybe you haven't been celebrating
Carl,
it.
Carl, it was not on the calendars.
Well, just because it's not on the calendars doesn't mean it means a lot to a group of people.
I think it's wonderful that they have a new holiday to recognize. Okay. A new holiday. I think it's marvelous.
All right.
And another opportunity for a three-day weekend.
Let's take a look at it like that. You know, when I was in NATO, in Italy, mm-hmm. in between trips in and out of Bosnia, which was a lot of fun, I was with NATO. And it was in Naples, Italy. And it was an interesting tour, working with all those other countries. But there was one thing that happened there. Every country had their holidays. They had to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And if one country had the holiday, we all had to recognize that because we were all working it literally together.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Germans had a holiday, everybody would take that holiday. 4th of July, everybody celebrated that holiday.
So y'all didn't work much.
Oh, I'm telling you what, there had to have been 33-day weekends during a year because of all the different holidays that were going on. It was, slavery there. Oh, no.
You know, speaking of being in Europe and what have you, last night, you know Mike Woodrum from Jack's, the bartender there forever and ever.
Yeah, he had that.
He had that book signing last night. Now, boy, if you guys have not read that book.
I've got the book.
Yeah.
In fact, I got that book a long time ago, years ago, when Jack was on the show.
Yeah, but now he's published a sequel to that. He and his brother have gone back to France many times, and they've talked to a lot of those people that his father wrote about. They found some of the people. They found the places, mm-hmm. and they've written a sequel to the end of it. And it's that I've read the book before, but it really just is such a good description of what happened during that period of time, and just well worth your reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
What's the name of the book?
Walkout.
Walkout. Okay.
Name of the book is Walkout.
We may have that book sitting there on the desk there waiting for me to give it to Doug McConnell tonight. I don't know. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
Well, my dad, you know, fought in Europe from Normandy on. And he, they had pushed through France, but he came back into Paris to go to OCS, Officer Candidate School. They made him an officer, battlefield promotion type thing. But he said he was in a bistro one night, and he took, and they wanted his helmet as something to remember, you know, Americans from. So he gave him his helmet because he knew he could get another one very easily. And they put his name on it, and they put it up behind the bar on the wall there. And he said, you know, I always wanted to go back, and he never went back to see, if, you know, first of all, one, could I find that place, but two, to see if they still had the helmet in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, he talked about that. I think he only talked about that like one time to me. But I thought, gosh, if I ever go to Paris, I mean – of course, it's been so long.
Wouldn't that be something to
walk into a bistro and look up there and there's my dad's helmet?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know, I think I've heard so many times, and my family, really, I don't have a military history that I can refer to personally. My father wasn't served. He kind of missed it in his age. He kind of missed it the first time around. Then he had two kids and didn't get sent the second time. So anyway, I just don't have that immediate thing, but I've worked with veterans and talked with veterans and been friends with them for years. And hear so often that the people that served in the guys that served in World War II just really didn't share their experiences so much. They didn't always share with the family what they'd been through and what have you. So when you get one of these books that really talk about what happened, and you get these mm-hmm. first-hand accounts. It's really very special. I love talking to the veterans when you can get them to talk.
Yeah.
They're a world of information and history and very valuable stuff.
Tons of books came out, you know, have come out mm-hmm. and by people who fought there. And, you know, Band of Brothers was a book written by one of the men who was in that unit, Company E, I think. And then The Pacific, another series, was based on Helmet for My Pillow, and another book written by the Pacific Island Campaign, the Marines,
right.
And there have been numerous books written, a lot of them from people who never did serve.
Yeah.
You know? But they're very good books because they do go talk to the people. And they can get their stories, so.
One of the best things I ever did in my travels over the last few years was the trip to Normandy and we had a great guide. She picked us up like at 7 o'clock in the morning. There was only like five of us in the van mm-hmm. and she took us all day. We didn't get back to the hotel till 10, 11 o'clock that night. And she really knew her story. She knew her stuff. She took us every place and was very excited about telling the story. I mean, just talked for 12 hours.
Yeah.
For it. And it's potent stuff.
Yeah, well, when you go to Normandy, the town itself has all these American flags flying. And they bring down, while we were there, busloads of kids came down to see Normandy Beach and to see the cemetery there. They truly appreciate that area, truly appreciates the Americans in that area.
And they still have the places where the Germans were dug in and all of the, you can go down inside of the
bunkers, and it's
just incredible, overwhelming. The place where in St. Mary Iglesias, where the parachute guy was hung on the parachute off of the building.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, it's incredible stuff.
Was it the Point of Hawks or something where the Rangers went up the side of that mountain and attacked, great cost of life, great show of courage and bravery and military ability, only to find the Germans and move the guns.
Yeah.
But made no difference. So, oh yeah, the Normandy, if you ever get a chance, it's worth the time to go there.
And if you're going to go, do a tour. Don't try to see it on your own, because you really need somebody who can get you in and out of those little grooves and places. That's great.
Did you know that now that summer and the light is so much longer, it makes it challenging to get the 7 to 9 hours of sleep that experts recommend, because, I mean, it's light out, so you feel like you should be doing something instead of just trying to go to sleep.
Well, or stay asleep.
Here's the thing. If you stick to a regular wake-up time and bedtime, try to do that as much as possible. Get natural sunlight exposure first thing in the morning. And that helps get you going for the day. Limit exposure to light in the evenings to help you wind down. And sound machines and blackout curtains can really help. All of these little tidbits come in from Sleep Number. But the one thing that will help you sleep
is a Sleep Number bed.
Laying down on your Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting last night was 55, and Linda's Sleep Number setting was 35. And she's been gone she's been gone up to Lake Elmenor. Just got back yesterday. And she said, it was very nice beds where she was at. She said, but it's not my Sleep Number bed. So we both, and when she's gone, I don't sleep as well because I keep waking up thinking, is she up? No, she's not up. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts with a good night's sleep. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360. It's a limited edition smart bed plus special financing. That ends Monday, June 20th. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Well, the Sleep Number store is right in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Lay on the beds like everybody else. You're going to find one of those beds that you just love. And it can be an adjustable bed or maybe just one you just lay on and you can adjust your side of the bed so it's perfect for you. Now, like I said, it ends Monday, June 20th, and the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any 3 vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment. equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master had a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning. Today, the 16th of June, 7:21 in the morning, about 70 degrees out there, going up to?
Going up to 84 degrees.
Okay, maybe it's only 66 degrees, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's only 66.
That's okay. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Four Winds Jewelry, bringing us this segment of the show, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great place. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, really nice people there.
Great estate jewelry. Ooh. And they'll do consignments. They have all kinds of things. And then they will build you something. If you have something you just maybe some stones you'd like reset or some work on your jewelry, that's the place to go. Like a candy store.
Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, here's an update on the elections for Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. Judy Flores has 57% of the votes. Let me look this up because I can give you exact numbers. I'm sure people want that. So we go into,
we've got, I'm not sure how many more
assembly,
votes we still have.
For U.S. Representative, the Moffas had 28,000 votes, and Max Steiner, who'll be in the runoff, had 13,000. Megan Daly had 28,000, and Bell Star Sandwith, a Democrat, had 11,000. The superintendent of schools, Judy Flores, had 25,000 votes. Brian Caples had 18,000, almost 19,000. She had 57% of the vote, and he had 42. Supervisor District 1, this turned into a real dogfight.
Yep.
And Kevin Cry had 41%, almost 42% of the vote. Aaron Reznor's numbers dropped, her percentages, so she's got almost 49%. And then Kimberly Vollmers had 9.3% of the vote. You knew that was going to happen.
You put your ballot name on the ballot, you're going to get a good share of the vote.
Now, District 5 is, you've got Colt Roberts had 1,000 votes for 11%. And the two other big ones was Chris Kellstrom with 3,200 votes for 36%. And Baron Browning had 3,800 votes for 43%. So that's going into a playoff, too. And then
the playoff. It's a runoff, actually.
Okay, runoff. Well, it's the playoffs. Jump ball. Okay. Jump vote. Kathy Darlin Allen almost 70% of the vote. Stephanie Bridget and Eric Jensen, closer than some people thought it was going to be. She got 56% of the vote to 43, almost 44% of the vote for Eric Jensen. And then Mike Johnson got 62% of the vote, and John Green got 37. And if you want numbers for that, that would be Kathy Garland Allen got 31,000 votes to 14,000. Stephanie got 25,000 to Eric's 19, almost 20,000. And Mike Johnson got 28,000 to 16,000 for John Green.
Yeah, pretty decisive victory.
Yeah, those are not going to go into the into a runoff or anything, but first and fifth district looks like it's going to be, and that's the clerk said that.
I think so. So I'm just
not enough votes. There's only 5,000 votes left to count.
Okay, I'm just going to make a bit of a prediction here with the action that the Board of Supervisors took yesterday to name Pat Minturn
as acting CEO.
Uh-huh. We have such a golden opportunity right now, though. Pat Minturn is a project guy. I think we have every possibility of getting that jail up and going sooner rather than later with the combination of Pat Minturn as the CEO and Mike Johnson as the new sheriff with full authority to move forward. I think, and the board seems to be on board with both of those people, I think we can move forward very positively really quickly.
Well,
I'm just going to say right out.
Sheriff Johnson was on yesterday, and I think he agrees with you that, putting that jail up, even if it's segmented.
Exactly.
To start it, but get the main building in, find the place, that everybody can agree on. Patrick Jones would like to see it right next to the other jail. Build it right there. Other people would like to see it out in Breslauer. Out there where you can, you've got some more room in this way. Any way you look at it, though, it's time. And if we don't get it built, we're going to end up like Portland with the types of laws that California's making. In Oregon, they've hit a new record for number of overdose deaths. Their crime rate has leaped tremendously. Because they decriminalized heroin, meth, amphetamines, and all this. And what's happening is through overdoses, people are dying, more violence, more theft.
And isn't it amazing you don't hear anything about it?
They issue tickets, which cost less than $100, but they will provide amnesty if they get into one of the programs, which is the idea. Help all these people get into programs. Well, out of the hundred and something or, people that availed themselves of this, only 21 got into the program or it was less than that. And they're not sure where that is because it's just not working.
Yeah.
And so they decriminalized it. So people are not in jail for selling it, but its impact on the community is just so obvious to anybody that just looks at it.
Just to say one more thing about the combination of the two, I'll remind the community that when we built the county building on Court Street, Pat Minturn, that was one of his projects, and we came in ahead of schedule, under budget.
On that
building. He really is a project kind of guy, can take control, move forward, works well with the contractors. And I think the board's of a mind to really work now to maybe put some of this stuff behind.
That's what he said his mission was.
Well, exactly.
Was that.
Exactly.
For
and
six
he, and
months,
he's able to accomplish it.
For 6 months to get us started, maybe get everything in place, and then the next person coming in can then push it over the edge into the part of we're breaking ground.
You know, because
the hardest part is getting the place and getting all of it ready to go. And wouldn't that be great that next year we could actually break ground on something
that'd
like that?
That'd be super.
Whoa.
You know, I've had a lot of confidence in Pat Minturn since the time he became the Public Works Director. And I always like to say that, there's as you drive through the county, and I may have told this story before, but it's a good story. There's little signs on the bridges that identify the name of the creek. When I first got on the Board of the Supervisors, I went to Dick Curry, was the public works director at that time, and said to him, gosh, why can't we identify the name of the, oh my God, he said, no, you can't start naming bridges. People want to name, I said, no, I don't want to name the bridge. I just want to identify the waterway that runs under it. Oh, he just gave me all kinds of excuses as to why that simply could not happen, because it would cost this much money and people would want to name it something else and yada yada. I went through four public works directors before I finally got to Pat Minturn, and I went one more time and said, gee, Mr. Minturn, do you suppose he thought that was a great idea? They made them one at a time out of the sign shop. The first one went up on Hawes Creek in my district.
Happy Valley.
No, the road up to, off, okay.
Never mind.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But, anyway, so all of the names, and it was the only thing I ever accomplished without a vote of the board. Because it never went to the board. I just, Pat decided to do it. They did it out of the public workshop. And now as you drive across those creeks, the name of the creek is on it, and you can thank Supervisor Clark for that. I always like to take credit for the only thing I did in 20 years all by myself without two other votes.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
True story, Carl.
Yeah, Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a community bank, locally owned and operated, even down to the local board of directors. One of the Mosley boys is running it, the Mosley family.
Yeah.
So that's, it's darn local with that. And they have been moving local dreams forward for the 15 years they've been in existence from the day they opened. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do our business with Cornerstone. It's a great bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, 16th of June, 7:36 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Head down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's where I go to get my truck washed. It's comes out extremely clean, brushless, you know, type of wash and waxed and all that. And then a very nice person at the end uses a clean dry rag or towel.
Soft cloth.
And washes, you know, and dries it off and smiles at me. And I don't mind giving tips to people who, you know, work hard, especially out in the weather and all this. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. VRBOs.
Yes. Carl's favorite subject.
Well, I tell you what, and I'll tell you, I've got a dog in the fight here. Because I got a letter from the city telling me that there was an application to put a VRBO one door up from us. I've lived in this home on a street that we've worked hard on. I say we, I mean our streets worked hard. I mean, we've cleaned out drug houses there. We have cleaned them out. We have put pressure on them. We have threatened to sue the owners. I mean, and there is a law that if somebody's got a house like this, they're not taking care of it, and it's disrupting your neighborhood, you can sue them, take them to court, and get, they can be fined $10,000 per family that they're, you know, that they're bothering. So guess what? The neighborhood's cleaned up. People take care of their homes and all that. And then all of a sudden I get a letter saying there's going to be a VRBO in our neighborhood. One door down. And I went, wait a minute, how can you do this? This is a residential neighborhood. This is a family neighborhood. How do you put a business, a mini motel, into a neighborhood? Well, it turns out that when there's so many of them around that the city council made an ordinance saying, okay, then if you're going to have these, you're going to pay us our money, our 12% TOT. And there's going to be some rules to it. But here's the problem. You, as a person living in that neighborhood, have nothing to say about it. They can just plunk one in. They could plunk 3 in if they wanted to, the planning commission. And if you look over in the garden track, see how many of them there are. See how many in our area. We've got 6 or 7 just in our area. Not on our street, but in our area. So now the Reading planning manager, Lily Toy, is going to have we'll have a presentation on short-term rentals now operating in the city at a council meeting next month. And they haven't said it yet. Short-term vacation rentals like Airbnb and VRBO seem to be a provocative topic here because they put them in residential neighborhoods, just like I said, just like I described. And they have to, they figure there's about 212 of them right now that are licensed, about another 100 that aren't. And aren't licensed or are flat out neighborhood nuisances that are run by bad operators. So there, you have no right, by the way, my friends, if they want to put one in your neighborhood, and I've gone ad nauseum with these, with our planning department on this, they don't, you don't have a say. They can put it in there. And as the young man told me, he says, well, if they, you know, they've applied for it, and if they meet the ordinance, which means they have to have somebody within an hour, a manager within an hour of the property, which means then they could live in what? Where's an hour away?
They could live up in Shingletown. They could live in Corning.
And then that's who you call if there's a problem. They have to have, they can't park on the street. They've got to have parking places. They got, you know, I mean, there's these things, but they can't have parties. Well, that's not true. And they said in here they can't have parties. No, what they said is they can't have parties after 10 p.m. Nothing noisy after 10 p.m. But here's the thing is you end up then as the property owner being the one that has to be the one that is the police on this. And then, you know, anything that happens like that, you're the one that has to be, you know, the neighbors end up having the onus of this.
Well, and most times, they only have to notify within 100 feet. So most of the people are not even going to be notified that it's happening, or that there's a possibility they've even applied for a permit. So I think what you're pointing out, though, Carl, is you did stir the pot, and now they're having a hearing. They're going to look into it deeper. And again, I'll always remind people that these you can make a difference at the local level. If you get involved and you have something that's bothering you, and get your neighbor, you can get in and you can make them listen to you.
I think so. Like when they have this presentation, we're going to show up there. My neighborhood's going to show up there, and we're going to talk. We have our 3 minutes, and we're going to address that about this. Is why can you put a business like this where we have nothing? We don't know who the people are that are coming in there. We don't know. You know, there's no background investigations. You know, so. And, you know, I'm saying, you know, it's not like, you know, all of us haven't used VRBOs or people haven't used VRBOs. The thing is that I've never been in a VRBO in a neighborhood, though. It's been like, you know, like something that's part of a housing area on the beach. And that's all they are is, you know, is rentals. And we don't mind rentals. If somebody wants to come in there and rent that place for a year, we'll make them part of our community. Well, at least we'll invite them. But to have having 52 weeks of different people that you don't know who are in there that could give a damn about the neighborhood, or who are they? And we got a lot of kids walking up and down our street that live in our neighborhood too. So, you know, just to be able to put it in. Now, if they went around the whole neighborhood, it's like if you're going to put a speed bump in, and you've seen the speed bumps on, they have to have 61% of the people in the neighborhood
agree to
a speed bump. You would think we should need 60% of a neighborhood to agree to a VRBO.
Well, you're going to make your argument, and as again, I will repeat that if you have something in the that really is bothering you and you want to take it on, you can take City Hall on, and you got to get your neighbors with you.
And you may, in fact, make a difference.
You may not win anything, and you may, you know, but at least you're getting.
No,
them
but
to
we can find
you.
Out which one of the city council doesn't really give a damn about people's property rights. I mean, that's the bottom line.
There you go.
Hey, you know, well, they have a right. No. They don't have a right. They do not have a right to start a business in my neighborhood. I mean, I can't start a stables in my, you know, in my neighborhood.
To store your horse in the backyard?
Yeah. I mean, how about raising chickens?
Actually,
you can have up to five.
Yeah,
I
was going to say, yeah, you can have chickens.
But I want 12.
Yeah.
I want 12 chickens. Anyway. Okay.
All right.
Let's take a break and then we can come back and it's your turn.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many things.
There's so many things. Yeah.
And this is Open Line. Hey, by the way, this is Open Line Thursday, so you got something stuck in your craw, give us a call at 605-4567. It's your turn, too.
And this is your opportunity if you've got something you want to talk about. You got the whole morning because we don't have guests right up till 9 o'clock.
And
so if you got something, let's go.
Yeah, once a month I try to do this when Trish is on, so we have all morning to talk about things that that need to have a little airing.
Public.
And here's one. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, with everything that's going on in the stock market. Do you have
I try not to think about it.
Oh, okay. With everything that's going on in the stock market.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Of course, yesterday they raised the interest rates higher than they have in 26 years.
From a standpoint of person that would like to be able to invest money, that's not all bad.
No, because it just drops the,
Maybe could invest something and earn beyond 0.020 or something.
Anyway, but there's so much going on. If you've got questions, if you want a second opinion on your retirement plan, your 401, or anything, any of your investments, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. You get a free review, an evaluation. Get ready. You know, you can talk to some experts. Maybe it's time to take a look at what you have there. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is bringing us this segment. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial or other reasons, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He'll let you know if it's going right the way it should be. And if it's not, then he can give you advice. But work injuries, as you know, can be life-changing. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need somebody that knows how to fight in court. He is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation and those kinds of injuries. Patrick Gorman, former law enforcement, former 101st Airborne Air Assault guy, and now a lawyer. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Trish.
Well, I jump a little bit into some of the national stuff. You know, there's elections going on all over the country.
Whoa, that one in Texas.
Oh, exactly. Republican Myra Flores wins the U.S. House seat in South Texas. That's the first time it's been a Republican win in there in 150
years.
150 plus years. And the cool thing about this, from my point of view, is, you know, that the Democrats figured for the last several years, I mean, they've been working towards it, if they can get enough people across the border illegally, they can never lose another election because they're going to get all of the Mexican population in here, and they're all going to vote Democrat, and they've just assumed that. That's exactly right, and that's been their whole thing. I think that that's the way we're probably going to get them to build a wall, is because all of a sudden this is turning around now.
If you look at the population, you can say, oh, they're all going to vote Democrat. You know,
not so much.
Hispanics that I know are very proud of being Americans.
And they came across the right way.
Well,
their family.
And they're second, third generation, fourth generation. But even, what makes the Democrats think they would support a party that is pro-abortion? Since many of Hispanics that come across are Catholic, and they're true Catholic.
Yeah.
They're not lip service Catholic. They are hardworking group. And they, you know, they also thrive on being a success. And when they see these things happening, they see the price of gas, they see what's going on in, you know, with inflation and all this, they're hit, you know, to assume that just because you're Hispanic in the second or black.
Exactly.
And you're going to vote for the Democrats. That's quickly receding. That's quickly going away.
Well, it's really showing up in these last rounds of seats and elections.
In the polls.
In the polls that are coming out. And they're not happy. I talked to them around this community.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're voting for Republicans. They've come over here. They've done it the right way. They've established their businesses. They're taking care of their families, as you indicate. There are an awful lot of Catholics in that population, and the whole abortion and working for free and getting something for nothing. These people are hard workers, and they've made their way, and they're not going to be voting Democrat. So I think they're having to rethink their whole proposition about assuming that just because you're a person of color, you're going to vote Democrat.
Who's getting hurt the hardest right now?
And that population.
It's middle class, lower middle class. It's people that are the working poor. Well, I tell you, there's a lot of people of color out there that live paycheck to paycheck, but they're working and they're trying. And having to pay $7 or $6.50 for a gallon of gas is killing them.
Oh.
It's killing them. And you know, so just to assume that, oh, because you are of a certain hue, you're going to vote for us?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, this young lady.
Not
this,
so much.
This young lady, I think, was born in Mexico, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Became a citizen. So now she is a congresswoman out of Texas that took over a district that for 150 years had voted Democratic.
Pretty incredible.
And the guy Rice, the guy that voted to impeach Trump, lost his primary to sue, he's not even on the ballot now.
Yeah.
This election could be, but I will never underestimate the Republicans' ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
If there's a way to do it, they'll find a way.
And Carl, not only that, and I'm going to say it one more time, you haven't proven to me yet that these elections, not locally, I'm not throwing anything at the clerk's office here, but there is no question that in the 2020 election, there were some irregularities that were not up to snuff.
There were irregularities. I will agree with you on that.
And until we can get to the point where we're having honest elections across the United States, we can't take for granted that we're ever going to win another election.
Well, I will say that the irregularities I'm talking about is where a justice said that the change just arbitrarily changed the constitution of a state.
Many states.
That's exactly right. And why should that happen? That's why you have an assembly and a senate in states to vote.
They have laws and they have to live by them.
I think that.
And they didn't.
But, we have people here questioning the election right here in town. And frankly,
and it's their right to do that.
They have the right to question it, but they didn't question it when Mr. Modi got taken down. There was no questions then. I think it's the same group of people running it. So I think that people just need to take a deep breath. Right now, we've got runoffs in two districts, and this is going to be interesting over the summer. Is it going to be kind of a kind of like the calm before the storm?
It will, because it won't heat up again until
again in August.
It'll pick up, I think, in August. I think you're going to have District 5 is going to be a very close race. You've got the one side that
it was a clean race too.
It was a clean race.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see that now. We're really in good shape there because we have two legitimate candidates that running off of that seat.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find that Colt Roberts. Vote, he'll support Chris Kellstrom. Now, that won't mean that all those votes will go in that direction,
right.
But they're from the same group. It's the same support system down there. But of course, Baron Browning is a very good candidate.
Very popular.
Very popular. Has done a wonderful job on the city council in Anderson. And is just a kind of a proactive, get in there and get stuff done person. So he'd make a great supervisor. It's going to be a good race. And I'm hoping. I'm really hoping that we can let the community decide these two races, get into it, the slates and the big organizations.
Well, the slates are gone now.
And get rid of that.
Well, the slates are gone.
Not only that, but get rid of those PACs that are trying to sway.
That won't happen.
I think so. The
PACs, here's the thing is, a PAC can support somebody without the candidate's approval.
Yes.
They said that Newsom was pushing a lot toward Brian Daly because they wanted him to win because if he won, they felt like it was going to be an easier fight in the November election because Daly comes from the north and is not as well known as some of the others. And Daly won handily.
But it seemed to me, then jumping quickly to that discussion, because if we only have one Republican and one Democrat, and I am convinced that the voters in the state of California, it's not as completely Democrat as they'd like us to believe.
I don't think it is.
And I think that if you could actually get a Republican wave going and actually get people out to vote, I think that the problem is that they get in their mind that, oh my God, it's a Democrat state.
It won't make any difference.
It doesn't matter whether I vote or I don't vote.
But it does.
But if we could really get the Republican vote out in the state of California, you could get everybody in the North State registered to actually vote. Republican, they make a huge difference.
You need to get the independents out there.
Exactly.
Have had enough of the Democratic policy.
Exactly. It's doable.
Enough of the high gas prices. And the Democrats could do something about the gas prices if they chose to.
Oh, absolutely.
They haven't.
Well, and they're not going to. That's a whole.
Well, no,
we can talk
not.
About that in the next hour.
And we have another hour, my friends. And Dolores, if you want to hang on or call back after the news, feel free to do that, because we got a break for the news. Other things that we're going to talk about too. There seems like this group called Jane's, what is this thing called? Jane's, I don't know. They're the ones that are taking the credit for burning down pro-life buildings and attacking pro-life candidates, businesses and things like this. And it's, you're not hearing about that. You're not hearing about how many of these places have been attacked. It's been over 2 dozen.
Yeah.
Has there been anything on the news about that?
No, nothing about anything like that or taking out a Supreme Court judge?
Whoa! We'll be back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Taking a heavy toll on Wall Street as key averages plummet yet again. The Dow is below the 30,000 level now, with the NASDAQ and the S&P down sharply as well. The White House vilifying big oil.
In a time of global crisis, oil companies should be doing everything they can to expand capacity and lower cost at the pump. Instead, they are charging record profits at the expense of American families.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre suggesting big oil is guilty of price gouging and being unpatriotic, blaming oil companies along with Vladimir Putin for skyrocketing gas prices. There's no mention of the president's shutdown of the Keystone XL pipeline project or his campaign pledge to abandon fossil fuels. Gas prices averaging a fraction of a penny lower this morning, just a shade above $5 a gallon on average, according to the AAA. French President Macron says there are signs of Russian war crimes in a suburb of Ukraine's capital.
Macron spoke in the town of Irpin while on a visit with the German, Italian and Romanian leaders to show support for Ukraine. He denounced the barbarism of the attacks that devastated the town and praised the courage of residents of Irpin and other Kyiv region towns who held back Russian forces from attacking the capital. The four European leaders arrived early in Kyiv to the sound of air raid sirens as they made a high-profile show of collective European support for the Ukrainian people as they resist Russia's invasion. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 795 points for a loss of more than 2.5%. The NASDAQ, 450 points lower, a loss of more than 4%. And the S&P 500 index, currently down 125 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I've always been kind of cynical towards advertising, which I know doesn't make much sense considering I'm currently recording a commercial. It's all the fluffy words that make us cynical, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A blue light special. But only, of course, if you call right now. It all kind of makes me nauseous, and yet here I am about to say that right now actually might be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for some of us. And that is the opportunity of a cash-out refinance. Arguably never has there been a moment in time like the last few years where home values have jumped at crazy historical levels, leaving all this extra money sitting inside our homes. A cash-out refinance lets you put that extra money in your pocket to use for life. If you'd like to see your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The U.S. repeating its call for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to be released from prison.
Responding to reports that Navalny has been moved to another maximum security prison, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said,
"We continue to reiterate our demand for his immediate and unconditional release."
Kirby said Navalny is being held on spurious charges over a sham trial and called on Moscow to end the harassment and intimidation against Navalny and his supporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A nationwide public sector strike in Tunisia, poised to paralyze land and air transportation and other vital activities, with the North African nation already in the midst of a growing economic crisis. Tunisia's powerful General Labor Union announced the walkout. It includes 159 state enterprises on the basis of pressing social and economic demands. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Too much water, raising the specter of a potential water shortage in Billings, Montana's largest city, home to almost 110,000 people.
The Yellowstone River hit 16 feet at Billings, its highest level in nearly a century, forcing a shutdown of the water treatment plant and residents to conserve. Billings Public Works Director Debbie Melling.
We do want to make sure to give ourselves as much time as we can to make sure everything's good.
Parks and Recreation Chief Mike Pigg.
What we're mostly concerned about is the mud, so that the silt that will be laid down.
The Yellowstone has also flooded farms, ranches, and homes along the way.
Things were changing in a matter of minutes.
Alicia Beekman in Red Lodge says the river rose too quickly for her and her family to evacuate.
There just wasn't enough time.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Two U.S. veterans from Alabama, they were in Ukraine assisting in the war against Russia, haven't been heard from in days and are missing. State Department says it's investigating. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 16th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
We've got another baseball game tonight.
Yes, we do.
One tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
One Saturday.
And Sunday.
And one Sunday. And if you want to come down Friday, I'll be down there Friday night at the game. By the way, today is Mike Huber's birthday.
Oh, hi, nice. Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday to you, big guy. Hope you have a good day. I tell you what I'm going to do. Tomorrow night, let's go to the game and I'll buy you a hot dog. You know, a hamburger if that's what you want. See, that's an easy bet because a lot of time Mike is down there cooking.
Oh, there you go.
How about for your birthday present, I cook for you at the baseball game tomorrow. Okay, I'm offering that.
As a birthday present.
As your birthday present. If you're cooking, I'll cook. I mean, and people go, Carl cooking? Carl can cook hamburgers and hot dogs, okay? I've done that. I can do that.
69 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for increasing clouds, a high of 84 and a low of 57 this evening. On Friday, a chance of showers, high of 74 and a low of 54. Friday night, showers likely. On Saturday, showers likely, a high of 76 and a low of 55. Saturday night, slight chance of showers and then mostly clear. On Sunday, sunny and clear. And on Monday, sunny and clear. And a high of 93 on Monday.
And what is Sunday?
Sunday is Juneteenth.
No, Sunday is Father's Day.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I have 20 Black Bear Diner Bucks to the first person that calls 605-4567. You get $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. To take Dad to breakfast.
There you go.
Or dinner. Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't care.
$20.
$20. 605-4567. And did you say who it was brought to you by?
It's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Dolores is still on the phone. Good morning, Dolores.
You have nothing
to do in the morning? Just sit on the phone?
Yeah.
What you got?
No.
What you got,
No, I was just going to say something about what you were talking about, how the group, some of the groups in town that believe that maybe there's a possibility of voter fraud. Well, I've been saying that for years, since 2012 when I was wrongly convicted, and because I reported voter fraud, but I definitely... reported the fraud, but they turn around and use it against me, you know, what I reported. But all I can say is just stay tuned what's coming up pretty soon here about what happened in the city of Shasta Lake. Some things are going to be coming up, and some things are going to be exposed, and I guarantee you your people are going to be surprised about what's coming up, but definitely there's voter fraud in every county.
Okay. Well, we'll wait till that proof comes in. Thank you, Dolores.
Thanks, Dolores.
Hey, I wrote a letter to the city council yesterday. Dave the Indian called. You know Dave.
Yes.
It's just getting worse down there. And so I took his segment, which was 12 minutes, and I attached it to the email I sent to the city council and just said, you know, he's been coming on for 8 years. You know, why can't you all turn the cops loose for, and that's just, I mean, about generally it. Turn them loose for, and give these people a month. Phone's ringing. Phone's ringing. Phone's still ringing. Okay. People are still calling. We've got two phone lines going, so just, you know, hang in there. Why can't the turn the police loose for a month in Henderson Open Space, or it's Nephron now, or whatever it is, and clean it up for a month, and give them just a month of respite for a month, for a month. They've been living in hell for years.
It's got to be if those people have theoretically riverfront project or property. That they have been unable to enjoy now. I mean, they've just, the whole quality of life. Take that trip down the Sacramento River and you look at the open space and the homes, and I haven't done that in years, and I would bet that it's not as pleasant as it used to be when we used to take those trips down the river. We'd get on the boat, the rafts up at Park Marina, and then float down to the Anderson River Park, and that was a beautiful, enjoyable thing. A trip for a day. I'm betting that that's just not the same now with all of the encampments along the river, certainly in that Henderson Open Space area.
The thing about it is, it's being used as a sewer.
Yeah,
the river is. They've gone out into an island over there, and it's party central. But still, I mean, when you can't sit in your backyard without people coming between, you know, between your house and cursing at you, because you actually have the tremendity to say something to them,
yeah.
Like, hey, this is private property, and then they curse at you, shine flashlights in your house and all. I mean, you know, can they sue the city for loss of, you know, for, you know, loss of use of their property?
It's beyond my understanding to understand why they can't do something about it. I mean, it's not like it's 80 miles. Why can't they just close that area off to people getting in there?
I don't know. They could. See, the city talked about, hey, Dignity is going, and Dignity, by the way, just got a $3 million grant from Sierra Pacific for their new center there, the Scale Down Center. But it's, you know, thank you, Sierra Pacific, $3 million. That's a big jump. But they are going to fence it. Their property, that side, you know, up from Henderson up to the bridge. But what about from that spot back? That needs to be fenced, and unless we're going to put people down there all the time, and once you fence it off, so nobody and enforce the no camping.
Well, that's what. Why can't we enforce that? They're not supposed to park camp there.
Well, I'm sure that they're probably perusing what I wrote yesterday, because I haven't heard anything back from the city council. Not that I expect, but usually, you know, Julie Winters is usually good about report. You know, coming back to me about homeless, you know, questions, and I know it. You know, and really well thought out emails, and how it's maddening, and the things they're trying to do, and it's not working. It's just not working. And you know, so now we talk about having areas that they can go into, or building tiny homes, and this it's not getting any better.
And when they're doing it, they need to do something else.
Well, if that's not working, it's like locking people up with no chance of rehabilitation, no chance of drug rehabilitation, no chance of getting people help mentally. That doesn't work. We know that. So you've got to offer those kinds of aid to people you got in jail. Not, you know, if they won't avail themselves on the street, but maybe they will in the jail. But it's the same thing with the homeless. The people that want to get off the streets, we've got the programs
for that. And there's plenty of places to put them. And if you want to get off out of the streets, right, we can help you do that.
But the chief of police and the sheriff will tell you there are people out there. This is the type of lifestyle they want. They are the kings of their areas. They have drugs, they have prostitution, they have it that, and yet we can't, our hands are tied, it seems.
We don't have an ability at this point to lock them up and hold a hammer over them to make them take those programs.
There you go. Well, that, and the fact is, if they say no, well, then at that point you can arrest them, you know, when you're moving them at night. I'm sorry, you can't, you know, this, the park is closed at night. Well, I'm not moving. Well, then you're arrested. And then you take them down there.
And you throw away all of their stuff.
Well, you can't throw away their stuff. You've got to store their stuff. There's the other thing. And then if they have pets, now you got to take their pets someplace. It's something that's difficult, but not insurmountable.
It's not insurmountable, and you can change some of those ordinances and make some new adjustments to things. We were able to do it in the city of Anderson and just tweak those little ordinances to the point where you can make them work for the people who live in the community instead of bending everything to account for so that we don't step on any rights of the people who are impacting our community. We need to start turning that whole mindset around to where we protect the people that live in the community first.
We got to take a break here. Hey, look, Reading Electric Utility wants to remind you about a defensible space around your house to trim your trees, to get all that brush out. And when we just had a fire down in Palo Cedro, 8-acre fire day before yesterday, yep, that they got all over and stopped it. We've got other fires going. This is fire season. Is your property defensible? Have you cut back the weeds? Have you cut your trees or the leaves on your trees, the low-hanging leaves and branches away? Do you have a way out? Do you have an emergency evac plan? Do you have everything packed? Reading Electric Utility wants to remind people to be prepared this fire season so you don't get caught. If, you know, God forbid the fire comes, can you get out of there? Can you get out of there quick? You know, your pets, pet meds, your meds. And if you've got a large animal on your property, do you have a way of getting them out of there? Either your own trailer or somebody else that can move that horse or those goats for you. That's Reading Electric Utility. We'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning. Did anybody win those Black Bear Diner tickets? Hello?
Hello. Liam, anybody win those tickets?
Yes, it was Marvin.
Marvin. Yes. Marvin, come on down and pick those up today or tomorrow. I can never tell you who's going to be here. But if it's around noontime and doors are locked, that's because, you know, people have gone to lunch. They'll be back. So don't worry about that. But, you can come in the morning and pick those up because we got your name on them. I'm looking at them right now. $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Okay. I can't believe there isn't anybody out there that's got something on their mind that wants to get in and give it an airing today. You can give us a call at 605-4567 if you got something you want to talk about. This is your great opportunity. Carl, I want to talk about the diesel.
Okay.
Okay. The diesel exhaust fuel. Which is the DEF, and this is going to be a big deal in this. You know, I don't know whether anybody else is interested as I am in the fact that I just take a deep breath when I fill up my car. It cost
$90 again yesterday.
Oh, $104.
Nope, I refuse to put $100 in my truck, and it just barely went over 3/4 of a tank.
Yeah, no, I'm going to fill it up. If I'm going to bother stopping for gas, I am going to fill that thing to the tippy top. And I'm not a good person about remembering to fill it half. I mean, I just kind of all of a sudden I look down and I go, oh, I got to get gas because I'm like at the end.
Yeah.
But this diesel exhaust fluid.
DEF.
DEF.
You got to have it.
It's a big deal. It's a huge. Everybody's got to have it.
Everybody. Whether it's a small diesel or a large diesel.
Anybody driving a diesel out there has got to have it. And here's the issue. DEF is that's Russia. Russia is the largest exporter of urea by a wide margin, and that's what it's made up of. And you know what? They're not going to be putting it out anymore. I've read several articles about this now, and we can get into not only are they paying big bucks for diesel already, and then you throw that in the mix, and they're not going to be able to get it. We're going to be at a standstill for movement of product in this United States.
You know, now DEF, is it needed? Okay, when you just say DEF, that diesel exhaust fluid helps the diesel burn.
And it's required.
It's required, but is it needed to run the diesel? I think it's required by law to make it run cleaner, but is it required to run the diesel?
Well, it says
diesel
engine. I don't know for sure, but it says it.
Somebody out there knows this, and somebody that.
No, it says the engines won't start without it.
Won't
there
start.
There are
with
regulators
that.
Inside the engine that mix DEF with the diesel to reduce diesel emissions.
Right.
That's the purpose of diesel, and the engines will not start without it.
Ooh.
Russia is the largest exporter of urea. Egypt and China are tied for third. And on top of that, India is the largest manufacturer in the world, even though they consume most of what they make. And what does this mean for you and me? Well, the United States imports most of its urea fertilizer. We are the third largest importer in the entire world.
I know.
Oh, wasn't there a guy in the presidency just within recent past that said we needed to stop importing everything and make stuff here in the United States? And we were kind of doing that. And I think, gosh, we were energy independent. We had all the fuel we needed. In fact, I think we were exporting some of that. What was that guy's name?
Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. That was President Mean Tweet is who that was.
President
Mean Tweet, the guy who, hurt my feelings.
Yeah, President Mean Tweet. Yeah, we didn't, he was very unpresidential, apparently.
Yeah.
Good morning, you guys. I got a couple of things real quick. First of all, on the gentleman that lives next to the river and all those people that live next to the river, and I couldn't feel worse for you. I don't know how to fix this homeless problem because it's an education level problem when you're raised to believe that all you ever do in life is meaningless and that you're a big accident, then you know why go to work, why prosper? So it's just laziness is what that equals. It's what that delivers from that math equation. But I do want to suggest to anybody who lives on the river to take pictures and try sending them to the EPA. You know, we make a big deal about protecting our waterways for those fish and all that ecology downstream. And I know the best way to try and get something done is to force the liberal powers to fight it.
Good idea.
You know, I mean, that's they've got to be doing damage to that waterway. And it won't, do anything to fix homeless, like, writ large in Redding. But at least it'll help those people who have such nice property on the river.
Well, you know what? The
Bureau of Reclamation, that's a great idea.
EPA. Well, the EPA, but they also the Fish and Game, they know all about this. You know, they're battling this, that the waterways are being used as sewers. I mean, this has been well documented. The problem is that when they try to start cleaning it up, then it gets down to Sacramento, and it becomes a foot-dragging mess down there. To go down and do that. I mean, when you see trenches, literally trenches, dug so the human waste can go down into the river so they don't have to just go down to the river. They can just push it down that way. I mean, it's there, and they've seen it. And, and I'm sure they've fixed some of it, but, again, the reports I get is that they're trying to fight it, and it gets down to Sacramento, and it just kind of, like, stops.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Then they should include every single federal environmental.
Maybe should go to
the
lawsuit. Go into the feds.
They should include. They should include all those. Can I get one more quick thing, Carl? Maybe sometime in the future you could use this as a subject. I'm really, really frustrated that most of us have been forced into party recognition. I'd really love it if everybody could go back and get rid of whatever registration they are and register independent. The registering one party or the other forces us into this real narrow affiliation of ideas, rather than if it gives basically two parties all the power. Whereas if there's a majority of voters that are registered independents, then those parties, both Republican and Democrat, have no choice but to pander outside of their own party.
Well, I think you're seeing that there's both parties have lost number of party members who have now gone in to choose, you know, they don't want to state what party they are or their independence. I think you're going to see more and more of that, but it's, you know, but I agree with you that the more people that say, I'm no longer voting just because you have an R or a D, you know, I'm voting for the, you know, for somebody that's going to move us, move society forward and move our state forward and be fair.
But the Republican Party in the state of California, if you're not registered as a Republican, you don't get to vote in certain elections if you're registered as an independent. And that's
exactly
a Republican.
Right. And that's a problem.
And it is the Republican Party that put that in there. So the Republican Party needs to change those regulations in the state of California.
True and accurate. Couldn't agree more.
Right.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, we have...
Thanks, Robert. That was a good call.
Yeah, it was. All right, need to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, it's not an assisted living facility. Let's make sure that we know that right now. It's not a memory care. This is for active seniors at River Common Senior Living. You know, beautiful accommodations. They have all your meals prepared by a gourmet chef. You have all your stuff that you love around you in your home there. They're pet friendly. They have a number of activities that are always going on if you choose to join in. But for more information and to get a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. That's River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Wow.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
I didn't realize
today
that
is open line Thursday, so if you've got something stuck in your craw, give us a call. And anything you want to talk about, elections, the inflation, what inflation's doing to your family, anything that you just want to go, I want people to hear. You don't have to give your name, real name. We don't, you know, we have people call them, don't give their real names. This portion of the show, however, this is real name, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Great group of guys down there, too. Better-known business that gives super haircuts, great haircuts there. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you come in, get your haircut, and walk out. No waiting. 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Great place. A great place to get a haircut. Okay.
Okay, so, Carl, what about the fact that we just had an attempt on the life of a Supreme Court justice, Justice Kavanaugh?
Yeah, guy showed up in California. He had the guns. He had a gun. He had all that stuff.
And what do you hear about that?
Well, nothing.
Is that amazing? Well, and then not only the fact that Schumer called people out, threatened them.
Threatened him specifically.
Him specifically and the other justice.
Gorman? No.
Doesn't matter. I mean, that he called out two names of the two and threatened them.
He said, "You will reap the whirlwind. It will come on you."
Exactly.
You know, and so this guy who was upset about the Roe versus Wade and something else, he travels from California to the Virginia area or the Maryland, wherever it was, where Kavanaugh's house is. He's out there. Meanwhile, you've got groups of people with drums marching up and down the street, and the neighbors are fit to be tied because,
well, exactly.
Why am I having to put up with this? There is a law on the books that says you cannot do that, and yet the Department of Justice under Biden says, oh, they're peaceful protests. Well, now a guy's shown up with a gun.
Still won't do anything about it.
Well, if you look at the house, of Kavanaugh's house, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't live there, and, you know, he's probably moved to another spot. There are like six U.S. Marshals or people in uniform in the front yard. I mean, you're not going to get through these guys unless you, I don't know, unless it's some kind of, you know, I'm not even going to mention how, you know. Anyway, but this guy ends up calling 911. And saying what he wanted to do, what he was going to do. So, I mean, they got him. But he was close to the house. But it has nothing to do with that. It's the fact is they just a day ago passed a resolution or a bill that puts protection on the Supreme Court justices. The Democrats held it up.
They passed in the Senate a long time back, and Nancy Pelosi would not bring it up for a vote in the House. But the point is, not only did they not say anything, the news media has been absolutely silent on talking about it, bringing it up, making any issue about it whatsoever. All they can talk about is the January 6th bogus thing. I don't want to go there because I just believe that was a setup deal, and I don't believe that Trump or his supporters were responsible for that. I'm just saying right out there, I'm not going there. I believe there is enough footage and enough evidence to show you that they planned ahead. He tried to get troops in there. He tried to get the military in there. He tried to get the police in there. Pelosi would not go along with him. Nobody would support that. They got nothing. They did 2 days of hearings, then they had to cancel because it's not shaking the world up what they're coming up with.
Well,
their whole ploy, they tried to recall him twice. That didn't work. And now they're trying to get something, impeach him, but now they're trying to get a criminal offense against him so he can never hold office again. And that's the whole point.
That's behind
it. But wait a minute. We have major problems in this world. We've got the border crisis. We've got the drug problem. We've got a war going over in Ukraine.
Haven't heard about that in a while.
Well, you're not hearing about anything that's important to this country. The price of gas, the economy, the stock market's going crazy. We're in the bear market.
Inflation.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Gas prices have gone
up. What are they doing?
18,
they're talking about January 6th.
Yeah, well,
January 6th. Worst thing ever happened in this
country.
And
then they went berserk when the police, the Capitol Police, reviewed the, remember when they said the two congressmen had been taking recon teams through?
Yeah.
You know, the day before? Well, the Capitol Police reviewed it again and said there's no indication that happened at all. But yet they had been accused of it. And then one of them was accused of calling Trump and wanting a presidential pardon. And he comes out and he says, that's just a total lie. So, you know, our newspapers, our media, our big media they're running with a story that one person says, and they've been doing this for years.
They've been doing it ever since Trump walked down the steps and announced he was going to run.
They have proven that the Steele dossier was nothing but a put-up job paid for by Hillary Clinton's people.
And they keep talking about it like it's a real deal. Listen to the newscast, and they're still talking about the fact that that was a true story. They refuse to accept anything else. And how about all these, you talked just a little bit about it, Carl, earlier, about the right to life, people that are being attacked and all of that. That they're not talking about any of that. Well, how many, there's 12 or 13 instances where those people have been attacked and you don't hear anything about it in the news.
Okay, the one, if you remember, here we go back to reporting in the media and Biden jumping on it. If you remember the Border Patrol last year, it was reported to be whipping Haitian immigrants as they were coming across the border. Oh, my God, look, they've got whips out. And, I mean, and they're going to be criminally prosecuted and all this. Well, the photographer who took the photos goes, that's not what happened. He says, I was there. They were not hitting people with the rein, and they didn't have whips. Those were reins they had on their horses. And they were trying to keep people out from coming across. That's what the Border Patrol's job
That's
is.
That's their job, Border Patrol.
They were suspended, and a criminal investigation started, and they said they've done nothing criminal, nothing at all. They did nothing. However, here's the latest. They're going to go in front of an administrative board for reportedly for violating Department of Homeland Security policy. Nobody knows exactly what that policy is.
They'll make it up by the time they get there.
See, these men that were out there doing a thankless, dangerous job trying to keep the border safe, they're now going in front of an administrative review for what, who knows. But you get people discussing this, and Geraldo Rivera says, well, they should be punished. put a shot up in the series, and he says, you've got these people you have four grown-ups, and they're riding these big horses, Rivera said, and you get these people who've just walked 5,000 miles risking everything, and now here are these big macho guys doing their job, trying to keep people there, and then he just got ripped apart by the rest of the people there.
Another comment that I've got is they look across at these people that have just marched 5,000 miles, come across there with new sneakers, new backpacks, new clothes. How do you look like that after you've just marched 5,000 miles?
Not all of them look like that, but here's the thing. Nobody's talking about how many people. It's new records every month.
Yeah.
And where are these people going to? They're being
they get bus, into buses, airlifted. They get into,
they're being sent to all these places now.
Every community in the United States is getting some of them.
Well, Florida and Texas are taking bus loads and dropping them off right there in D.C.
Well,
and they said, "Do you want to go to D.C.?" "Oh yeah, I'd like to go to D.C." Here you go.
Well, there
drop
you go.
Drop 80 of them off at the White House. I think that's a great thing.
I think it's a great plan because what they're doing with the administration.
You've got
doing,
lots of rooms there, Joe. Why don't you take a few in?
Yeah. So, load them up.
But here's the point is this. Do we need immigration reform? Absolutely. We need immigration reform. It should not take 4 years for people to come to this country legally. On the other hand, you can't have immigration reform unless you have a border that you can control and that you can do these things with. You know, that you can control the border, then have people coming in. You know, if you say, you know, the, you know, kids that are brought here when they're 1 year old and they've been living here for 16 years, they're American. You know, I don't care what you say. This is how I feel. Those people should be on a fast track to being citizens.
I'll go along with that, except if we can't just continue to do that. And bring those babies across the border
That's why you have to control the border. I mean, the government has two things they should be doing. Controlling the border, fixing the infrastructure, and keeping our nation safe.
That's exactly right. And they need to turn the rest of it over, education and all the other stuff they're wasting their money and time on, and they need to turn it back to the states like our Constitution provides.
And on that, we're going to take a break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Summer is in full swing at Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down and play our Toys of Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Receive bonus entries into the final draw. June 30th and July 28th, where two winners will each win a summer toy. From Sea-Doos to Can-Ams and motorcycles. Summers are heating up at Wind River Resort and Casino. All the details at windriver.com. Find your moment at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No!
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's DISH services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. Almost, we over the hump day yesterday, and we're quickly
sailing right along.
We're getting ready to finish up another grueling 2 hours here at Free Fire Radio.
I like the open time when we can just have a chat. I mean, I like the guests as well, but
I like people calling in and talking. Like yesterday when Indian Dave called in, I went way over a break because here's a man that was so impassioned about what's happening to his home and his neighborhood, and he's not the only one. I mean, I've had other people. I get emails from people down there. I get, you know, I mean, just it's horrible.
If
it was happening in our city council neighborhoods, I'm sorry. I mean, city council, you know, your job is to kind of make our lives easier. But if it was happening in your neighborhood, I can't help but think
It wouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that we have, as a society, gone to the point where we're so primed with these rights of the criminal and rights of the people that are the underdog, and we forget that the people who make this country, who have the jobs, who keep their yards up, who own property, we have rights, too.
Yeah, we do.
They become secondary to the rights of everybody taking everything away from us.
We have the right to enjoy our homes in solitude if that's what we want. To not have to battle it out with a bunch of homeless, on the periphery of my property.
Or walking across your property.
Or having sex on my property. Or if you're gone for the weekend, you've got to lock everything up. Everything has to be chained up. And then you find out that your hot tub's been used as a bathtub while you were gone. I mean, you shouldn't have to live like that.
No.
There's nothing. There's nothing that says you have to live like that. What is it? You know, can you sue the city? Is there a lawyer out there that would say, you know what? You've lost your rights of being able to enjoy your own property, and the city could. The city could. If they chose to, they could keep that park clean. And I agree with what they said. It's like whack-a-mole, okay? So you move them from that park, okay, they're going to go someplace else.
And you just keep moving them.
And now we have more police than we've ever had, by the way. And congratulations to Chief Bill Shuler and your guys there. You're doing a magnificent job, and you're getting more police in here to be able to make our community safer. Now we're going to have river trail patrols. Now we're going to be Fish and Wildlife is starting to have river patrols too. So maybe we're going to start seeing things. Finally.
It's a matter of, now you've got the police officers, now they need to prioritize what they're doing, and they need to prioritize making this a safe community for the people who live here, and not use those extra police officers to do things like traffic stops and things that really are not causing as big a problem in the community as the personal property crimes, which are huge.
Now, you know, we talk about how our Congress and our Senate, our House of Representatives and Senate, you know, there's this lack of bipartisan work together because of just what's gone on in our country. But here is a bill introduced by Congressman Doug LaMalfa, a Republican from California, and Congressman Chris Pappas, who is a Democrat from New Hampshire. They've introduced legislation repealing the 12% federal excise tax tax on heavy trucks. It's the highest excise tax levied by the federal government and could be it was first put on in World War I and World War II.
Wow.
And then it keeps getting extended, but it could add more than $30,000 to the cost of a new heavy truck, trailer, semi-trailer chassis, and tractors for highway use. Off highway, such as agriculture, earth moving, forestry, and mining machinery, exempt. The tax is paid at the time of the sale and is not levied on used truck sales. So it's encouraging the purchase of used vehicles. And they've been doing this for over a century. So it's outlived its purpose, according to Pappas and LaMalfa. And they want, you know, and there's, you know, and what it would do is if you're worried about emissions, you can save $30,000 on a new truck. Then maybe you'll get rid of that old truck.
There you go.
You know, maybe you will move up. Maybe that'll make the difference. But here's bipartisan legislation.
We've got to get to a place where we can work together before we're going to solve the problems in this United States. Even at the local level, we've got to get beyond the partisanship, get beyond the fighting, work together as cities and counties to address the issues that we have locally. We're not nearly as bad here in Shasta County as some of the other counties, even just south of us.
No, we're not.
We don't have the problems that they have down in Chico. We certainly don't have the problems that they've got down in Sacramento. However, if we don't address it and stem it and really pay attention to it, it won't be very long until we're exactly the same. So we've got to prioritize the quality of life in Shasta County and all of the agencies, the city councils, the board of supervisors, the police agencies, the sheriff's department, have to make that a priority, because I think it is a priority to the people who live and work here, the tax-paying population. I think that's what they want. If they want a quality of life, they want a safe place to live and raise their families. And if we don't get it and we don't work towards it, then we're going to continue to move in great droves out of the state of California. Three friends just recently that pulled up stakes and moved out of the state.
You know, the state for the first time, as we know, lost population. And it lost for the first time ever. Maybe not for the first time losing population, but for the first time ever lost a representative. I think that this is going to continue to happen until things change here, because you can only pay so much for gas, only pay so much for food, only pay so much for taxes. When people move here, move away from here, automatically there's like $20,000 put it back into their pocket. How do you argue against that? More companies are moving out of the Northeast. John Deere moved their headquarters.
The only pork plant
in California.
California just closed up shop, moving out.
Yep.
What's that going to do to the price of pork?
We're already in trouble there because of the initiative they got passed saying that pigs need a certain amount
of
room.
Right.
And so what that means is the price of pork is going to go sky high.
You used to pay $20-some for the box of sausage for the Frontier Senior Center breakfast. The last time I purchased it, it was $46.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa. Oh, no, I've had people tell me the food costs have gone up 15-20%.
Yeah.
They have to keep raising their prices because their suppliers keep raising their prices. The people that doesn't impact on is maybe these big chains because they've got contracts out. But then you start getting things like, oh, okay. A well-known gentleman came into my office yesterday and gave me his bill for the record searchlight. He gets it delivered daily.
Mm-hmm.
$331.
A month?
A quarter.
A quarter.
So $1,000 a year. Plus they add delivery taxes on it, plus another excise tax for something.
Yeah.
And he says, I've been taking a record searchlight for 61 years. He says, I don't know if I'm going to do that now.
No, I quit taking it several years ago. I get it online, but you're getting four pages sometimes. A little bitty paper, but a lot of days.
Well, you know what? We
and,
need
and
a
there's
paper.
Nothing in there.
Well, you know what? I disagree on that. It's not as much as it used to, but we have some really good articles in there, and we need a paper. We need a paper in a town this size. And so we, you know, and my complaint about the Record Searchlight is online is that you get some of the same stories that have been on there for months.
I know.
And it's like, well, I know there's been other stories since then. I don't know why there hasn't been a change. But they do have some great reporters in there. You know, and when they're reporting on the fires, they've been to reporting on business and other things like that. I mean, they're on top of it.
But you get that online.
But there's
as well.
Only like six of them.
I know.
There's only like six people in there.
And before they closed the big office out there off Lake Boulevard or out there, I hadn't been in the Record Searchlight a long time, and I walked in and that whole big room that the last time I was in there was full of people.
Yeah.
All those desks were full. I walked in, I said, what is it, a holiday? What's going on?
No,
two people in the
and
place.
And then Gannett just said they're going to be taking away the opinion pages out of papers, out of 200 of the ones they control. I don't know if it means the local ones, because people can't tell the difference, they said, between opinion and news.
There is no news.
And I thought,
it's all opinion.
Part of that is the way it's written, guys. I mean,
if
it says opinion page, it means opinion, but when you put opinions in regular news stories,
and that's all you get from all of the media now. There's no news. It's all opinion.
Tomorrow, House Realty joins us, and that's always fun.
Always
because
a good
the
show.
Planning we learn about planning commission. We learn about a whole lot of things going on. What the home situation is, and now with the mortgage rates going up, can't wait to listen to this tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Be nice to each other.
Thanks.